Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Let's bring in David Malpass of Encima Global on why Republicans should have not voted for the deal. Of course, he's former Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary for Bush Sr., also working in the Secretary of State's office at one point. David, good morning. How upset are you this morning?
Hi, Tom. Well, I think we've seen this coming. What governments tend to do is negotiate among themselves and then agree to higher taxes and more spending. I've been complaining about that on Europe, where government after government is talking about austerity, but what they really mean is more taxes.
Do you suggest that we will see actual spending reductions by the end of February?
I'm skeptical that they'll get much done. You know, what we keep seeing is their ability to double count spending cuts that they are really, they're only ever talking about reductions in the growth rate, and they tend to count them multiple times. So what we know is that the spending of the U.S. government goes up, has been going up rapidly, and it doesn't look like there'll be any pullback.
David, your expertise linking these policies with the economic outlook. No question, you weren't a fan of the deal, but it certainly does not pose an immediate risk in terms of recession to this economy. So what's your outlook now?
Well, no, I've been talking about 2013 recession, not the fourth quarter of 2012. And so the problem is there just wasn't enough investment in 2012 to drive growth this year. And now you're piling on the increase in the payroll taxes on top of that and a really big increase in the top marginal rate. So I think that will slow growth, and we're going to see that in the various data. Well, both in the U.S. and in Europe.
And folks, we'd like to bring you the distinction of the debate. You heard Stephen Stanley earlier say, no, it wouldn't slow consumption. Here's Malpass in the Wall Street Journal today. Excuse me. David Malpass, the deal is being sold as a tax cut for the middle class, but the expiration of the 2 percentage point payroll tax holiday means working Americans take-home pay will drop. And David, to recapitulate, you believe that will affect consumption and will affect growth.
That's right. So personal income has already been very weak in this expansion. The growth in personal income is a critical part of GDP growth, and it's been weak. And now we're going to actually see negative in the first quarter, on a quarter-over-quarter basis. And so that will hurt consumption. It's hard for people to project that into the future,
right?
So that's why it's not in the forecast.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.